On the identity side, everyone's running Active Directory. We've already proved that. Azure Active Directory is its counterpart in the cloud. We expect most organizations to use these two together. So you set up synchronization between the two and leverage both at the same time. Windows 8.1 and earlier versions really had no understanding of Azure Active Directory at all. Didn't even know it existed. Windows 10 will be fully Azure AD aware. Not only can you join a device into Azure AD and then sign into that device with a cloud account directly, that's useful in some scenarios, but more importantly, it understands the relationship between an AD account and an AAD account. So imagine your existing machines. You're going to have them joined into AD. The user's going to sign in with their Active Directory account. They're going to access, say, Office 365 in the cloud. You've probably seen that today where you change your password in Active Directory, you launch Outlook, it goes to talk to Office 365, it says, oh, your password's not correct, please type it in again. That's because Windows doesn't understand the link between AD and AAD, so it has to prompt for the Azure Active Directory credentials, even though it already has them because it has the AD credentials. With Windows 10, that'll be seamless. That'll be a single sign-on experience. So when you access Azure AD-based services like Office 365, the Business Store, Intune, any other Azure-based service that's using Azure AD for authentication, it can transparently log you on to that service without you having to type in those details. So we end up with a few different scenarios around Azure AD. We have the org-owned machines, which we can join into Azure Active Directory directly. We can log in with those accounts. We can then access cloud-based resources and even get single sign-on support into on-prem resources as well. So imagine a cloud-based machine that comes into a corporate network. It can still get to corporate resources too. An Active Directory machine joins AD, but then can be trusted by cloud-based services too. So the directory synchronization between those two enables that to work either direction. On the personal side, you can take a BYOD device, add a work account to it, which would be an Azure AD account, to establish that level of trust and the single sign-on support there too. So would Azure AD replace the need for direct access? Probably not directly. The direct access enables a device that's not on the corporate network to get to corporate resources. If you took direct access away, Azure AD by itself wouldn't solve that problem. Well, unless the device physically connected to the corporate network, and then you don't have a problem. You could make those types of scenarios work using some Azure AD, or not Azure AD, some Azure proxy capabilities where you can actually route the traffic through Azure back to your corporate network, but that's really more like a VPN scenario, except that the VPN goes through Azure to get there. So there are ways to do it, but yeah, I wouldn't say that this replaces direct access. It's potentially another twist. Direct access is an interesting case because direct access is configured via group policy. So an Azure AD join device doesn't receive group policy, it receives MDM, and you can't get the direct access settings to a device via MDM. It's impossible to do. But that's a much longer discussion around how do you access corporate networks from outside. There is a session this week that the networking team is running that talks about the VPN capabilities being added into Windows 10. Those are much more focused on those mobile device management scenarios, giving you direct access style features without using direct access. So I want always on connectivity. I want app triggered VPN connections. I want app-specific VPN connections that no other application on the machine can use. So there are more advanced capabilities tied to that.
Quick question on the
It's magic. My suggestion for that one is go to one of the Azure AD sessions. It's issuing tickets, so it's based on a similar setup, but as far as the actual implementation details, that gets to the point where I say, I don't care as long as it works, but if you care, there are Azure AD sessions that will explain that. So the basic setup that you have is you set up your on-premise AD to synchronize to Azure AD. There's a simple application that you download and install on a single device to do that. It's a simple wizard-driven process. You type in your Azure AD account and password. You type in an Active Directory account and password, and it can then set up the periodic replication between those two. Once you've done that, the cloud then knows about all your on-prem accounts. The local directory is aware of the link between this as well. Everything works out in the end. Now, in order to get the single sign-on support working with some of these web-based services, there are going to need to be some little tweaks to the applications to get them to recognize this, but like the Office team is already working on that. The Intune team is already working on that to put it into their company portal, so there'll be some tweaks to make that work. We've already done it for a few of our key sites that we use, like in the development process. We use Visual Studio Online. So we've already set up Visual Studio Online to do single sign-on into Visual Studio so that we can do our bug tracking. So let's look at Azure AD in a little bit more detail and tie in MDM at the same time. Oops, helps when you push the right button. So I've got a Windows 10 client, and it's booted up for the first time, and it's now in the first run experience, the UBI process, where I can actually enroll a device into Azure AD from here. I accept the default settings. In this case, it's a Windows 10 Enterprise installation. So it just assumes that this, since this is Windows 10 Enterprise, it's a company-owned device. I don't need to ask. It will just ask you for your company credentials. It doesn't actually say, please type in your Azure Active Directory credentials. It says, please enter your work or school account. That's Azure AD speak for Azure AD account. Because if they just said Azure AD account, most people would look at it and say, I have no idea what you're talking about. But work or school account, oh, they know what that is. They can type that in. This is the same challenge that Janani had yesterday, if you saw her demo, that it takes too long to get through this with all of these people on the network. Even when I'm on a dedicated Wi-Fi network, the pipe out of here is not fast enough. But we'll give it a second to see if it comes back with an actual login prompt. I've actually gone through the process from my hotel room, where at 1 in the morning the network performance is pretty good, and snapshotted it at various points along the way, so I can move forward to show you the end result. But the idea is that it will prompt you for your ID and password. You type that in, it validates it, enrolls the device in MDM, and off you go. That's supposed to be the easy part. The session on networking, I would have to look at the schedule. I don't remember when that one was scheduled, but yeah, it should be obvious. Search for Windows 10 VPN and you will find it. I think it's the only Windows 10 VPN-focused session. So now, hopefully, I can click continue, and it will actually ask. One thing I wanted to point out here is there are some messages here. If you plan to join your PC to your work domain, select continue and choose the link to set up Windows with a local account instead. What that's saying is this process doesn't join the machine into Active Directory. It joins the machine into Azure Active Directory. You'd be surprised at how many people, even inside of Microsoft, have done this and accidentally joined their device to Azure Active Directory. You've got Office 365. AAD's already out there. Oh, it wants my work account. Okay, I type in my ID and password. Presto, I'm now joined into Azure AD. Well, that's great, until you go in and try to join the device into AD and find that that particular setting is disabled. Well, why is it disabled? Well, you can't be joined to AD and AAD at the same time. Fortunately, now with the current builds, you can actually disjoin an Azure AD enrollment, which initially you couldn't do, so we had people that got stuck in Azure AD and couldn't get out. Fortunately, we fixed that now. But yeah, read the message. That's basically what it's telling you. If you want to do an AD account, you need to go ahead and create a local account on the machine, and once you've signed in, then you can do the join. Most enterprises never see this screen. This screen is going to be automated by the deployment process using MDT, using Config Manager, so they never see the UBI process run through, but if you ever do it, you'll see these messages. So let me go ahead and continue. I see lots of spinning wheels. Let's hope it asks for my account fairly quickly. Yeah, that's a good question. The question was, if you join a device into Azure AD and you're using KMS for activation, can it activate? Well, if it's on the internet, no, it can't. It won't be able to get, it won't be able to talk to the KMS server. If it's internal, it can find the DNS entry for the KMS server and talk to it directly, but if it's out on the internet, no, you would need to use a MAC key to activate that to ensure that it can continue to stay activated if it's not going to touch the corporate network frequently. That's something that we've talked about, that maybe we need to add support for cloud-based activation. Like today, we have AD-based activation, where you can put your KMS key into an Active Directory blob. We're thinking about doing the same thing with Azure AD, so you could store that blob in Azure AD and pull it down as part of the join process. But it's not there today. So let me go ahead and sign in. Again, it's trying to clarify, if you have Office 365, that's probably the account that you want to type in. Reminding people that it is your work account. I always love this screen because it looks like you didn't click the button, but you really did. It goes anyway. So now it'll join, and then it'll begin the initial login process. This is the slow part of it, which is why I wouldn't sit around here and watch this one go by, because after it signs in, it begins to install the apps. So you see the pulsing colors for the first login experience? That's way too slow. I mean, that takes several minutes. We are working on that. We're trying to optimize that so that process will be much faster, that you'll get to the desktop much faster, and then the modern applications will continue to install in the background. But that's still a work in progress, not in the current builds. So the question was, can you choose what Intune policies target the new device? One of the changes in MDM in Windows 10 is that policies can target the machine or target the user. And the management service, Intune in this case, has a choice of what settings get pushed to the device based on the identity of the device and the identity of the user. So it's really up to Intune to decide what policies to push down. Because you're enrolling a device with a user, it knows about both right away and could push down both sets of policies, but it would be up to you to define what policies get pushed immediately to the device. So there's the pulsing colors. That'll continue on for several minutes. We don't want to wait several minutes. Let's fast forward this machine a little bit. No, actually, the question was, did I do a special type of sysprep to get it to join Azure AD? No, I just applied an image without an unattend.xml. So it's going through the standard UBI experience.
Oh, that's default Windows 10 experience now?
Yes, with Enterprise. If you did the same thing with Windows 10 Pro, it would ask one more question. It would ask, is this a work device or is this a personal device? If you say it's a personal device, it asks for a Microsoft account. If you say it's a work device, work or school, it then asks for an organization account, which is an Azure AD account. If you use Windows Enterprise, yeah, it skips that screen, assumes the answer is work device, and continues on from there. So it won't ask for MSAs. Okay, so this is fast forwarded to the machine is fully set up. If I bring up a command prompt, because you can't have a 300-level session without a command prompt, we need to make this so that you can actually see it. If I look at who am I, it says I am Azure AD John Smith, so it knows that I'm signed in with an Azure AD account. And if I look at the environment variables on the machine, I can actually see the logon server here is Azure AD. So it knows I was authenticated with Azure AD. It knows what account I'm using that came from Azure AD. Everything points to Azure AD at this point. We can also see that if we go into the Settings app. That's one of the challenges with the current Windows 10 build. There are some times that the start menu just doesn't work. Let's do the other trick. Let's try that again. We are pushing a hotfix out to Windows 10 to try to address some of these challenges. There we go. So let's bring up settings. And they're trying slowly to evolve most of the settings out of the control panel and into the settings app. So you've been seeing that as the builds go by. If you want to see where the domain join information is, you need to go under system. And I had a quiz with a different group a few weeks ago where I asked them, well, where would you think to go next? And no one got it right. But now you've had time to play with it, so yes, it's under About. So you can see About, and it doesn't show you what you are joined to. It just says that, well, you can leave it if you want, so okay. We have a little bit of work to do. That's all right. But if we weren't joined, it would give you a choice to join your Active Directory or join a cloud. One does an AD join, one does the Azure AD join, so you would do them from here. The other thing that we wanted to look at, though, was at the same time that we did the join, it set up, helps when I click in the right place, it set up an MDM enrollment. Hello. There are no bugs in this. Really? How hard is it to launch settings? Yeah, I could log out and log back in again. I'm hoping I can just kill it and launch it again. Even though I couldn't see it, it was still running. So if I go under Accounts, Work or School, that's interesting. It didn't save the connection details. When I killed it, I think it lost track of that. But it is joined to an MDM service. It's just not going to show that to me at the moment. But the way we can tell it's enrolled, that disappeared as well when I killed Explorer. There was a pinned icon. Yeah, you got to love it. But we are enrolled. It pushed down policies. It pushed down an application. The company portal's installed on the machine. It's just, yeah. It's improving. We're getting there. So that's the client side. We'll skip over that for now. We also wanted to look at the server side, which is over here somewhere. If you haven't set up Azure AD before, you basically need an Azure subscription or an Office 365 or an Intune subscription, which take care of this for you, and just create a directory on Azure. You can create as many of these as you want. As you can see, I've got quite a few, and quite a few of them are Contoso domains, so my demo and testing domains. Like I can create Contoso West here as a directory. I can synchronize it with Active Directory and see my local AD accounts as well as any cloud specific accounts. In this case, I created one account in the cloud for administering the Azure AD domain, and then I've got three accounts that were synchronized with my on-prem Active Directory as well as my Microsoft account, which is what my Azure subscription is set up with, so it has full rights as well. So all of that is set up. The settings on Azure AD allow you to specify how you want to configure this. Do you want to set up replication? Do you want to enable device enrollment or Active Directory or Azure AD join? So you do get settings related to that in the profile to configure that. But for the most part, once it's set up, you don't need to go into Azure to touch much because the directory synchronization running in the background takes care of this. You have a couple of options on how you set up the directory synchronization, because the Azure AD account really needs to have the same password as the AD account in order to be useful. You can set up that the easy way, which is by synchronizing the password hashes from your Active Directory into Azure AD, so that Azure AD can verify those. Or you can set up ADFS. ADFS uses one or two servers on your internal network that are exposed to the internet. Authentication requests get passed to those servers. They validate the password against your Active Directory and then return back to Azure AD to say yes or no, that password was valid. So if you're paranoid and don't want password hashes in the cloud, set up ADFS. If you don't care, password hash synchronization is very easy. I don't think Azure AD is going to come up here. Slow networks. But in any case, you can set that up. If you've got an MSDN subscription, MSDN subscriptions come with an Azure AD account. Very easy to go in then and set up a directory. They're actually free, so you don't even need to put in a credit card. Like in this case, I have an MSDN subscription. I've put in my MSDN details, which gives me like $120 credit a month. I use like 2 cents a month because I've got some storage in Azure that it charges me for each month. But all this Azure AD stuff is free. There are some paid levels to Azure AD that add more functionality, but the basic Azure AD support is free. That's a good question. Two questions there. One was one that you didn't ask that I had to answer first before I answer the real question. The question he asked was, well, the settings that roam with the Azure AD account, can you control those? Yes, but with the Windows 10 RTM, we won't support Azure AD for settings roaming. That'll come later. It won't be done at RTM. It'll take a few more months to get that added into there. But the goal is to support the same type of settings roaming that you get with a Microsoft account, with an Azure AD account, roaming those settings into Azure storage where you can control what region those settings are stored in, and when the person is removed from Azure AD or their account is decommissioned, it can blow away that data as well. So giving the IT administrator control over that. But that will take a few more months to get that working. You can do both at the same time. Basically, you would configure in Azure AD the URL of the service that you want to enroll in. So if you're using Intune, you'd put in the enterpriseenrollment.manage.microsoft.com. If you were using AirWatch or MobileIron, you'd put in a different URL. But then as part of the Azure AD join process, that gets passed down to the client. The client says, oh, okay, I need to enroll in MDM. It uses the same credentials and that URL to pass that along to the service. You don't today. So the question was, where do you do that? And you don't see that in the Azure AD configuration. That's going to show up hopefully closer to RTM. It's a hidden attribute in Azure AD at this point. Still coming.
How are you handling the isolation of company to company? I mean, if people are replicating after AD to the cloud, I can see security people getting a little nervous.
Yeah, and that's a fair discussion, which is why we have so many Azure-related sessions here. There is one on Friday that gets deeper into Azure Active Directory in Windows 10 specifically, and there was one yesterday that I think is being repeated today on identity and the cloud or something like that, which is an Azure AD-based session that NASOS is delivering that kind of talks about those types of issues, that how is it stored? How does it work? It's a multi-tenant directory. How are they separated? Can we control what region my accounts are stored in? I don't want my accounts in the U.S. because we don't trust the U.S. government. I don't want the accounts in Europe because, well, who knows? But everyone has a different reason for wanting some control over that, so they've been building those types of controls to meet the company's requirements. So definitely check out those sessions to get a much more in-depth view of Azure AD.